The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is with me now, though, to talk about favourite children. Henry, children who are polite and do their chores, according to research, are most likely to be preferred by their parent.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Do you think that's true in your experience?
Well, I think my parents, we were all equal. And I think they switched, you know, the favourites switched
So you weren't favourite.
Definitely not. But I'd say you were. Were definitely a favourite.
No way. My sister, the next one down,
really?
She's the favourite. Absolutely, yeah.
Because the research
Henry, she
says
went to
that.
The Olympics, like.
Well, of course. But daughters
it's like they just got rid of all the dud stuff with me.
Well, there's still time. You could still get to the Olympics. There is
Use
still
all
time.
The good stuff then.
Or even the Winter Games.
And two more duds. Three duds.
But yeah, combined. This is combined.
That's what my parents call us. Oh, here's the duds.
Really?
Do
they really?
Yeah. No, they don't.
It's terrible. That's terrible.
They're thinking it.
This is decades of research. And yeah, daughters, they're more agreeable and they do get better treatment. And less favoured siblings, they can have poor mental health, less academic success, and they can have unhealthier adult relationships. And this major study published in the journal Psychological Bulletin combined the findings of lots of research. And mums and dads, they're more likely to favour their daughters over their sons because they're basically more conscientious, more responsible, they're organised, and because of that, they get better treatment. Also, basically, don't scrap with your parents, and they might like you. That's how I look at it, and to use a little bit of bad language, don't be a bollocks. I met these people who felt they were the golden child.
I always thought I was the favourite child.
You always
thought
that.
It's amongst seven of us, so I think they probably all feel the same way.
Where did you fall in the seven?
I'm the youngest girl, so second youngest child, the brother younger than me.
And according to this major research, if you're not trouble, if you behave, if you help with chores, you will become the favourite child. Were you all of those things?
No, I don't think I was, actually. I think we were very lazy kids because my mother did everything for us. She was one of those Irish mothers who did absolutely everything for you. And you didn't have to do anything until you absolutely had to. And that was when you grew up.
So she really did everything
for
you.
She was a typical Irish mother, yes.
And did you help her?
No, we were very bad. Cleaned the rooms. We had to do that just so that we could find stuff in them. But really, we didn't do the shopping. We didn't do the cooking. She did all of that.
And you think you were the favourite out of the seven. They also say the daughters have a higher chance of being the favourite.
No chance. My mother loved her sons. She's two, the youngest and the oldest. And the daughters were, yeah, we were there and we were always around. But the boys were always the favourite.
The boys were the favourites.
Definitely.
Who was the favourite child in your family?
It would have been me, I'd say.
And how many siblings do you have?
I have a little brother, two older brothers, three stepbrothers and two stepsisters.
So it's a big family.
Big family, yeah. But I wouldn't be as close to the step-siblings now, but between me and my brothers, I think I'd definitely be the favourite one then.
And why is that? Is it because you help out? You're no trouble?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's because I'm the one that rings my parents all the time. I rings my mum every day. My brothers kind of go off and do their own thing.
So you ring your mum every day. You're an adult. How old are you?
I'm 24.
And you still try and make an
effort? Yeah, because I don't live at home, so she lives in another county, so I do always make an effort to ring her every day.
And what county?
Meath, which is only beside us, but still, it's nice to talk to her every day.
And are you the favourite for your dad as well?
Because I'm the only girl, I'd be favourite in a sense that I'm his only daughter, but I think my brothers, because they'd got on more like with football and that kind of thing, they'd have more to talk about, but with my mum, I'd have way more to talk about than my brothers would have with her.
And are they open about it that you're the favourite, or is it kind of private?
I think,
would they ever admit it?
I think they would admit it to me. I think my mum would be like, yeah, well, she'd kind of say, oh, I love you all equally, but then there'd be hints that probably I am.
Oh, wow. Okay. So admissions there are certainly hints of admissions. Mm. What are the determining factors, Henry? Is it age? Is it gender?
Yeah, this is what I thought it was going to be, but that's only a small part of it. It's not so much about, you know, whether or not you're the oldest boy or the oldest girl or the youngest boy or anything like that. It's down to basically, do your parents like you? Do they prefer you? And it can be no other reason than that. And they've actually combined 30 previous pieces of research to make up this big, big survey. They've also asked 19,000 parents in Europe, Asia, and the States to fill in a questionnaire. They also say extroverted kids were less favored. So loud, kids that go to stage school. It turns out that parents...
Billy Barry kids.
Well, let's not pick on Billy Barry because they gave us some lots of well-known people that their names will come to me, but they did. And obviously they would give the Late Late Show for many years for the toy show.
Suitably defended Billy Barry. Go on.
But yeah, and they're also saying that parents need to be a little bit more mindful and not choose a favourite. But I bumped into a mum and dad, and the mum is a TikTok star. I think TikTok is still switched on over here. And her TikTok name is Jenny Winging My Life.
Do you have a favourite child at home?
I do, yeah.
Which one is it?
It's my youngest daughter.
And why?
Because she's good crack.
So you get on with her the most, and the fact...
Well, I get on with all of them, like, but we bounce off each other better, yeah.
You're admitting it. You're the first person to admit it today. Everyone is saying, I couldn't possibly say.
Lars.
It's a terrible question. They're
telling spoofs, aren't they?
But you're actually admitting, yeah, it's the youngest daughter.
Yep.
And...
All the kids know.
For you, they all know.
Yeah, they all know. They're all aware of it, yeah.
But they're all good in their own different ways, but it's just she obviously gets my vibe. You know what I mean?
So she gets your vibe. You're the mum. You know that the daughter.
She's a female version of him. That's why I like
really?
Her so much.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone's okay with that?
Tough.
No one's
tough.
Upset.
It's tough.
It's tough.
It's life, isn't it?
It's a bit of healthy competition between them all.
And growing up, who was the favourite child in your house?
Not you.
Yeah, not me. I don't even like myself.
So was it the daughter or was it a brother?
Well, I can't really answer that because I'm not the parent there, am I? But, yeah.
You must have had an idea.
Just, no, I'm not going to answer that one.
It's a difficult one. And what about you? Who was the favourite?
Definitely not me in my house. No, I don't think there was any favourites. I think we were all equally disliked.
All equally.
Yeah, we all know.
Henry, how hard was it to get people to admit they had a favourite child? That man was remarkably forthcoming.
Really difficult. I met so many people who said, you must be joking. I'm never going to tell you that. What a terrible, awful thing to ask in the street. Do you have a favourite child? Are you the favourite child? Because it's something so personal and parents just don't want to go there. Obviously, they might tell a survey where it's completely anonymous, but they don't want to admit it. But lots and lots of people do have favourites. Here are some dads and their kids.
You're the dad. Do you have a favourite child?
I don't have a favourite child.
Your kids are here. You know, does he have a favourite?
Don't think so.
So you think you're all equal?
Yeah.
I'm having a chat with a father and a daughter. Who's the favourite?
It'd have to be the daughter, Sarah, here, because my two youngest won't hear this.
So that's why. But do you have a favourite? I know it's a very, very difficult question. Do you have a favourite child?
No, absolutely not.
You couldn't say?
No, I couldn't say. No.
And are they all equal, or is that a myth?
They're all equal. They're all very special in their own way.
And according to this major survey, the one that's most agreeable, the one that doesn't cause any trouble, and who helps, and who cares, is the favourite. Would that be fair?
I'm not sure now, because I would say Sarah here is the most agreeable, but she's 25 and the others are 4 and 8. They're not really agreeable.
So are you... The favourite. Do you think you're the favourite, Sarah?
I definitely was the favourite for 18 years anyway, that's for sure.
Until the babies came along.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like the favourite anymore?
No, that's not true at all. I feel very equal now.
You do?
Yeah, but I definitely knew I was the favourite for a long time.
So you're okay with that?
I'm okay
You'll
with
accept that.
Yeah, I will accept that.
Who's the favourite child in your house?
I don't know if there is one, actually. Probably the baby. My baby brother, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe the eldest. I don't know. I'm the middle child, so I'm the second oldest. So I don't know if my parents had a favourite, though. They kind of treated us all equal and kind of threw us all into, you know, as many clubs as we wanted. So we all found our niche.
Tried to keep all of you equal with the same gifts at Christmas and at birthdays and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. And when we all turned 21, we all got the exact same thing as well. So, yeah, they kept it pretty uniformed between us.
So if there was a favourite out of the four of you, who would it be?
Oh, the baby. Of course the baby.
According to this major research, normally it's the daughter who's the favourite or the one that doesn't cause any trouble or who's agreeable.
I wouldn't agree with that.
Who do you think is the favourite?
Oh, the son.
The son?
It's always the son.
Why do you think it's the son?
Oh, mothers and their sons, you know.
Always the son?
Always the son.
And what happens if there's loads of sons?
Well, it'd probably be the eldest son.
It'll still be the son.
Yeah.
And in your family, who was the favourite?
The son.
It was the son?
Yes.
Did you feel left out?
No.
You just accepted it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, acceptance is an important part of life as well. What about the experts, Henry? Do they accept this reality?
Well, it all differs. But here is Leisha Redmond-McGrath.com, chartered organisational psychologist, coach and Celtic shaman.
Girls often internalise how they're feeling and are socialised to think more about other people and to pick up after themselves and to be neat and tidy and all that kind of stuff. And boys tend to externalise their feelings and maybe are socialised differently around things like playing house and tidying up. And I think we all probably love our children to the same degree, but as human beings, as parents, as adults, who we like and, you know, is down to personality as well. And I think if you're trying to, as a parent, keep the show on the road, perhaps you're working, trying to raise healthy, happy children and have a stable home environment, you may tend to have a preference for those children that contribute to a plainer sailing environment rather than the children who are more demanding, less helpful around the place. There is the Big Five personality, which is the most well-respected personality theory in our literature. And I know the research pointed to conscientiousness and agreeableness, and they are in fact two traits of the personality that we all have. So it's interesting that they're saying high on conscientiousness and high on agreeableness may lead to some favoritism and maybe more correlated with girl behavior. I would just caveat that a little bit though, because as girls grow to women, what we don't want is that they're socialized to continue to internalize their reactions and their emotions. Because what can often happen, as I see with the adult population that I deal with, very often there's a dissonance between what women are pretending to feel and actually what they're feeling. And that can cause disease and unease. And in fact, we know that 80% of autoimmune diseases are with women, as opposed to men. So really interesting research that I suppose really is just about self-awareness and how do we treat our children and why, what are we getting affected by in both a positive and a negative way, and how can we, I suppose, factor that into optimal parenting for the children involved.
That is Leisha Redmond-McGrath. She's a chartered work and organisational psychologist, coach and a Celtic shaman. Henry, have you a favourite child?
Oh, wow. I should have seen that one coming. They're all equal. They're all equal. And it swaps depending on how they behave.
See, that's true. That's true. It just swaps. It's an alternating thing, isn't it?
Oh, completely.
Derek says it. Whichever child is causing the least trouble is my favourite. Simple, really. I always won, says somebody else, when it came to fights with my sister. My parents definitely ruled in my favour as I was the youngest. My dad always says I'm his favourite daughter and insists it is unrelated to the fact I'm his only daughter. Gavin says, I don't think I'm my parents' favourite, which is sad, really, because I'm an only child. My dog is the favourite. He doesn't answer back, simply, is the text of somebody else. 087 1400 106. Have you a favourite? And are you courageous enough to admit it? I want to hear from you. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.